Cape Talk.
Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Soko Sibiya, who joins you every morning to give you the latest when it comes to some of the most wonderful news coming from our lovely African continent. And so, Soko Sibiya, good morning.
Good morning, Abongile, and to your listeners.
Soko, I mean, let's talk about creating safe spaces for women in Africa. We shouldn't even be talking about it, but it's a positive because we are thinking proactively.
Exactly. And I'm just going to take it a bit, you know, to the left with regards to this, because I think when we're saying that, maybe somebody else might be thinking creating safe spaces at work or whatever it may be. But for example, in Uganda, there's a movement of female DJs who are basically being activists as well, because in their line of work, which is them being at parties and DJing, you know, they've realized that this is one of the spaces where actually women are harassed the most. So if you've ever gone to a party and you know, people are drinking or are supposed to be having fun, the next person then feels the right to touch somebody else. And what these female DJs have done is that they've created spaces where they actually do like mobile house parties with a women's only space. Women, they are able to wear as they please, you know, be as they please, act as they please. Because I think the reason why they highlight this is that many a times when sexual assault occurs, it's always blamed on terms of what were you wearing, where were you, you know, what were you doing. For as if it's an invitation of some sort. And this is what they've basically pegged the thing on, in terms of that, you know, this is the one spot where you can be whatever you want. And remember, in Uganda, it's the same country where they have penal codes, for example, in terms of dress codes. So there's a certain way that women are allowed to dress, and you get charged for that. So this is the one space for them where they can just let their hair down and dance. And I think, you know, it's always great that music is that that vehicle that promotes something that's like this. It's also a cause for activism, but while having fun as well.
No, I'll tell you, at least as I've said earlier on, the whole idea is that we are doing something about it. We're not just standing back. And I like to believe that more and more will also get involved in this because, as you know, Soko, you know, to create a safe space for women in Africa, for women and children, you're only creating it, for them because it's men that are going for them. And so it's nice to hear that men are also taking up the cause.
Exactly. You know, it's as the African saying says, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. And just because you're an adult doesn't mean you still don't need that village. As you say, you know, we still need men to participate in these type of initiatives for them to actually have the awareness to find out. Because I think maybe sometimes not all of them really understand what it is, what they are doing. And when you create spaces for them as well to learn, you can only go forward from there.
Soko, once again, wonderful to hear from you. Looking forward to having the conversation again tomorrow morning as we continue to look at some wonderful things that's done for women, by women, with women, however, but there must just be women involved. It is Women Month after all. Soko, good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Soko Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.